Today is Sunday, the 17th of August, beginning the 20th week of Ordinary Time.
Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the moon. Thank you for the stars above and the darkness too. Bless you for your peace. Bless you for your grace. Bless you for your perfect love and your perfect ways. And all shall be well. All shall be well.
Good Shepherd Collective with Liz Weiss and Dee Wilson sing, All Shall Be Well.
Oh, use me as you will, remove my selfish pride, create in me a servant heart to bless your holy bride. And when my work is done and the seeds are sown, please receive my spirit, Lord. Welcome me home. And all shall be well. All shall be well. All manner of things shall be well. And all shall be well. All shall be
Today's reading is from the letter to the Hebrews.
All manner of things shall be well.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
Let's take time to experience this scene imaginatively. Imagine yourself running a race on a path lined by saints, ancestors, mentors, all those who have known hardship, persevered in faith, and now cheer you on. Can you see their faces? Hear their encouragement. Thank you. Who has been part of this cloud of witnesses in your own life? What might they say to you today as you make your way through the complexities of life? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. What weights do you carry now? Perhaps fear, resentment, self-doubt, busyness? What might God be inviting you to lay down? As we listen to the passage again, consider what does the Lord say to you in your struggles, your hopes, your silence.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, ask for the grace to let go, if only for today. Speak to Jesus as one friend speaks to another. Share with him what weighs on you, what gives you joy, what you need strength for. Listen for his reply. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.